Chapter 5
Murder.
John Canty took the prince to Offal Court. The prince shouted and tried to run away. Lots of people laughed at them, but Father Andrew told John Canty to stop. John Canty hit Father Andrew on the head with a stick. Then he pulled the prince into the Canty's room.
"Where am I?"
asked the prince.
"At home, of course," replied Nan and Bet.
"Home? This is not my home," he cried out. "I live in the palace."
The sisters and Mrs. Canty were very worried and they ran to him.
"What are you talking about?"
asked Mrs. Canty.
"Tom, are you okay?"
"I am not Tom," said the prince. "I am Edward, Prince of Wales."
"The Prince of Wales? Ha! My son thinks he's the Prince of Wales,"
shouted John Canty.
"He's mad."
"My poor boy, you've read too much about princes," said Mrs. Canty. "You aren't a prince. I am your mother."
"I do not know you,"
said Edward angrily. Mrs. Canty thought her son was mad and she started to cry.
"How much money did you get today, Tom?" asked John Canty.
"I haven't got any money for you. I do not beg. I am a prince," replied Edward.
This made John Canty very angry, and he hit the prince again and again. Then Grandmother Canty hit him. Mrs. Canty tried to stop them, but she could not. John Canty turned out the light and went to sleep. Nan and Bet went over to the prince. They put straw on him to make him warm. Then Mrs. Canty went over to him and gave him some food. The prince thanked them. His body hurt, but at last he went to sleep. Mrs. Canty could not sleep. She did not know if this boy was Tom Canty. She wanted to find out. When Tom Canty was surprised by something, he always put his hand in front of his face with his palm out. Mrs. Canty went over to the prince and woke him up. The prince was very surprised, but he did not move his hand in that special way. This boy might not be her son. At that moment, there was a loud knock on the door. A man shouted,
"John Canty, you killed Father Andrew. You must run, or the police will send you to prison."
"Quick," said John Canty. "We have to leave now."
John Canty picked up a bag and put some bread in it.
"Let's go,"
he said. He pushed the sisters and the prince out of the door.
"Run now,"
he shouted.
"We will meet on London Bridge."
Outside, the streets were very busy. People were having parties because it was the day of the Prince of Wales's great banquet. There was singing, dancing, and shouting. John Canty held the prince's hand. Then John Canty argued with another man, and the prince ran away. John Canty could not find him. The prince was free, but he was very angry. He knew now that the pauper Tom Canty was in the palace. He was pretending to be the Prince of Wales. Edward decided to go to the great banquet and tell everybody the truth.